Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called Stand for Jesus from Mark 8:38. Jesus said, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the Father's glory with the holy angels." Why would anyone be ashamed of the good news of Jesus Christ? The Apostle Paul says this about shame in Romans 1:16, "I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile." Paul wasn't ashamed to preach, teach, and evangelize the gospel to unbelievers. He knew the power of the gospel to save because it had saved him. Do you know such power? I think our shame level relates to our faith level. How faithfully do you believe the gospel is the power to save people from sin's eternal devastation? Some of us have been blessed to be raised in a gospel-preaching church, and we have come to accept the truth of Jesus as Savior. Then we look at a world of people who act so violently against the gospel, and we wonder, how can any words I say, even God's words, change them? We become ashamed, unfaithfully believing the gospel will make no difference in people's lives. Some of you have lived very hard lives, and the gospel has saved you, but then you doubt that it will save anyone else. We in the church are so reluctant, bashful, and ashamed to tell the gospel to the unsaved soul because we are not absolutely convinced it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. Why do we not believe this? Don't we trust God to do what he says he will do? Don't we trust that the gospel will work in other lives as it has in ours? It is time to put aside our shame and begin to more faithfully believe. Pause and consider, what would Jesus say about your faith today if you spoke with him?